I don't know what she said after, but I was like, yeah, I'm just in my bridal era. Positive overthinking. So when we overthink, we always overthink about like negative things. Like, what if we start to overthink positively? Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the pod. Today is just me and Fran again. And this episode is more of like a little rant. What's been new? If my voice sounds really messed up because I've been sick. So sorry if I'm a little bit nasally and stuffy.
I think I'm getting sick. Like, you know that feeling where you're talking and you feel like your throat's closing?
You've said this to me, I think, three times, right?
Because, like, I feel like I need to, like, hold my throat. I don't think I'm actually sick.
Maybe I just
think,
dysphagia. Like,
what's that?
What I had, where, like, you feel like your throat is always closing. Like, last night I had symptoms of dysphagia.
And you feel like you can't talk, right?
No, yeah, but, like, also, I couldn't swallow my own saliva.
Yeah,
like,
that's it
was
how I
like
feel.
Hard, like, I was like,
that's how I feel right now.
And I kept doing it. I'm like, oh my God, the only time I can swallow clearly is if I drank water.
That's literally,
I think, also a symptom of GERD.
That's how I feel right now. I feel like I'm like there's a lump in my throat when I swallow.
Yeah. That happens to me because we ate a pretty late dinner and I mucked dinner like really, really fast. And I had spicy food and I had anchovies, which is all things that like make my throat kind of irritated.
Who eats anchovies on pizzas? Raise your hand.
I like it. Do you, Chris, or no?
Like, would you ever pay for it?
No.
Like if it's there and you're hungry, like, okay. Not for me. I mean, for other people.
I don't know.
People,
like, I like it. With a little bit of hot honey, it was really, really good. But those things irritate my throat and my GERD, and I shouldn't have it right before I go to bed. So when you lie down after, that's when it starts to affect me. So,
yeah. I think, so, like, lately I've been having, I've talked to you guys about how I've had health anxiety in the past and, like, just everything that has to kind of do with health anxiety. And I think lately I've been having spurts of it again because I find myself like feeling myself a lot lately. I don't know what it is. I think there's just been like a lot going on in life. And for some reason, everyone on TikTok is like sick or like they're young and discovering that they're sick or like they just got married and their husband died. I don't know. Like there's just all these things on my TikTok. And I think I need to really like dial down the social media consumption.
Oh yeah, those are just like stories that you're hearing. It's not every single person in the world is like.
Obviously I know that, but I think that that's what's like triggering it again. And like even this whole like I can't swallow thing. I'm like, oh my God, is there something in my throat? Like I'm starting to get like anxiety about it.
Yeah, I think it's just GERD. I've actually been sick. So I was in a little bit of like a slump the past 2 weeks where I was kind of like feeling unmotivated. And then I was like, okay, next week I'll be better. And then the next week I got super, super sick. And I was kind of like really almost mad at myself. And I was actually dying sick, like very, very sick. But like I had things on my schedule that I was almost forcing myself and my body to do. Like, I don't know, random, like go get your nails done. Oh, you have to clean your room. You have to clean your car. You have to do this. But I was dying in bed sick. I'm like, I literally can't. And I was getting mad at myself for not doing it. And I was just thinking like, we gotta just cut ourselves some slack sometimes when we're sick because I feel like we get, well, at least me, I don't know if like you're like this or other people are like this, you get down on yourself and almost like mad at yourself that you're sick and can't do what's on your schedule, what you want to do. We gotta give yourself like time to heal. So yeah, that was the thought that's on my mind. But you know what, I'm just gonna ride this sickness while I can, enjoy myself being in bed and rotting while I can. Obviously, like I have the sniffles and I feel like shit, but I can't do these things right now. Like my body physically is telling me like sit your ass down and rest. So why get mad at yourself or why feel like bad about it? You got to give yourself that time to heal, which is fair.
I feel like I've been getting sick more often because every time I'm actually sick, I'm not resting. Yeah, I'm still working. And like even if you're not like physically working, even though like I am physically working, I feel like I need to wash the dishes or I need to make food or I need like a... Do you
like
know what
when
I mean?
Do you like, ever just actually sit in bed from like 9 a.m. to like 9 p.m.?
I have not done that since living in this new house. I haven't done that.
Yeah.
Not once. I keep getting sick.
And then when you're sick, you're supposed to just not do anything, drink teas and stuff. I was like moving around.
Yeah, but there's like dogs to take care of. There's groceries that need to be done. There's food that needs to be
eaten. Yeah, we have two dogs now. So I'm like taking care of dogs and doing my dog walks on the side, but I'm still working and this and that. I'm like, hey, like, which is why I feel like I still have the aftermath of it, but just whatever.
And also, like, even if you're not doing physical work, mental work is still work. Like, your body, when you're sick, physically needs to rest. Like, I'll be, like, still working, but, like, I'm lying down instead of sitting at my desk or, like, sitting at a table. So I think I'm resting. But it's, like, my mind is mentally, like, going like this, and I'm typing and I'm thinking. It's, like, I need to, like, sleep, and I never do, ever.
When you're sick, I think, if you have, like, the means to do so, I think you should just be in bed, put on a show, and just don't move from your bed and just, like, eat, drink, whatever, drink hot stuff. But, like, give your time, give your body that time to rest, and you will feel a lot better. And don't get mad at yourself if you can't do the shit that you wanted to do. What else? Sam got engaged this day, this week.
Oh, yeah.
Or last week. So we haven't been on the show since she has. So that's exciting. How do you feel about that?
Good.
Well, it gets so weird.
I don't know. Okay, this was on my list. Do you hear my voice? It's like going away.
You're fine.
Am I okay?
Yes.
This was on my list of things to talk about. I realized, like, I definitely need therapy. And, like, I think everyone needs therapy, to be honest. Like, I think everyone, whether you've had an amazing childhood, like, we had a great childhood, but, like, or you had a very traumatic experience with whatever, like, I think everyone will benefit from therapy. I know that. I just haven't gone. And after this whole, like, engagement and everything, I'm just, like, I think I have trouble processing emotions. Like, for real, for real.
Happy emotions?
Like, someone, like, alone or, like, just with Roman, I can. But, like, if someone's like, so how do you feel? You know how many people have been asking me how I feel? And I know they mean well, obviously. They're like, how do you feel? Are you excited? I'm just like, yeah, good. And I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's, like, social awkwardness or if it's just, like, I'm not able to, like, bring up emotion on the spot or, like, I feel awkward in front of some people. I don't know. But I think I need to go to therapy before, like, a wedding happens because...
Yeah, like, people come up to you, like, oh, my God, congrats. You're like, thanks, like, on your wedding day. Like, thank you so much. Bye. And then just walk away.
Like answering to, like, them in corporate. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Like, and people are like, hey, is she even happy?
No, no, kidding, obviously. But like when it was just me and Roman, obviously I was like very playful.
Yeah. Like, don't you have that video? Like, I'm very curious.
I'm not showing anybody that video.
Why aren't you showing me for it?
Because that's what I mean. Like, I don't want, like, that was my emotions. Like, I want to keep it to me and Roman. Why would I show you the video?
Why wouldn't you want to show when you got proposed to though?
Why do I need to show a lot other of people that? Do.
Like, why wouldn't you show your family that? That's why you have the cameras up so people can document it.
Because I don't
You can
want...
show us after. We
it was the cameras were for you guys.
Yeah, we put a lot of hard work into that proposal.
I told you I appreciated the hard work you guys put into it, but, like...
You're not going to show us a video?
Probably, like, not.
Is it done?
What do you mean, is it done?
Have you watched it?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask Roman to send it to me.
He doesn't know how.
He knows how.
No, he doesn't, because it's a GoPro, and he needs to, like, have the utensils to put it on the laptop. He probably knows USB. How, but I mean... Okay, friend, I don't know why you need to see that video. Like, it's like, my video.
That's kind of like, okay, that's kind of weird. Like, okay, that's weird to me.
It's weird, but, like, I don't think it's weird. I think it's, like, our moment that, like, I don't want to show other people.
But it's your family.
But I'm different when I'm with him. Than
I'm
when...
offended. Why? I don't know. It's just kind of weird, but anyways.
Okay, I'll show you, but I'm not going to show other people.
Okay.
Like, if you really desperately want
to see
it.
You don't have to see other people, but, like, I'd like to see it.
Okay. But I'm just saying, like, it obviously feels like a... like, very good, and I'm, like, so excited. I just don't know how to outwardly react. It's like when you open a Christmas present in front of people.
Yeah, I'm like that. I'm like, oh, thanks.
Like, I guarantee you will feel the same way. Like, if you and Francie end up, like, getting married one day, when he, like, proposes to you, you're gonna, like, when it's just you and him, you're gonna feel, like...
Yeah, that's just different person. Like, some people are very, like, yeah, like, look, oh, like, very, like...
Oh, I literally was like this. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And that's why I don't want to show people the video, because it's not, like... I don't know, you picture this moment where you're like, oh, my gosh, yes. Like, I know. But, like, it's just, like, it's funny. Like, I just think that, like, the way you act in front of, like, your significant other who, like, you feel you're most comfortable with, and then, like, in front of other people, even if it's not just, like, close family, like, other people asking me, like, oh, are you excited? I'm just like, yeah. I don't know what else to say. Like, genuinely, well,
yeah,
I just...
I don't know what else to say. Like, yeah, I'm excited.
I just get so awkward.
To embark on this new journey with my feelings.
What I said to somebody?
What?
No, I'm actually fucking embarrassed. I was at a bridal shower.
You fix your hair and, like,
what?
Piss me off.
What's wrong with it?
No, that, like, that strand right there.
What's where?
Nothing. It's fine.
It was gonna make me look like shit.
No, it won't.
I was at a bridal shower and somebody asked me, like, oh, how does it feel to be engaged? I was like, good. I don't know what she said after, but I was like, yeah, I'm just in my bridal era. So fucking embarrassed.
Oh my God. We're in the car and Sam goes, don't even fret. My skin looks so good. I go, don't even what?
You know, like, don't fret.
Yeah, but why did you say that? That's, like, goes hand in hand with, like, bridal era.
I don't know why I said that to this person. No.
I was like,
anyway. Anyways, point is, I'm like, obviously really excited. And honestly,
but that's how you know you're socially awkward. Like, when you just say, like, shit that, like, you're like, why the
me?
Yeah. In my bridal era, like, you wouldn't.
You're rude.
You are a bit socially awkward.
I know
though.
I am.
So am I. I'm just saying, like, that's,
I'm
like,
legit.
That's something I would say because I'm like, I don't know what else to say. So I'm going to say something that I wouldn't actually say.
I said, yeah, it's so weird. I'm in my bridal era. I was like, what the fuck? Instant regret. Instantly, I was
what'd
like,
they say?
Kill me. they're like, oh, I'm like, fuck.
So embarrassing. Anyways, with that in mind, I kind of want to talk a little bit about wedding planning aspects, including what a bride-to-be would be most excited for, least excited for, and why, and kind of just about, like, there's so many things on TikTok and advice, advice that people hear. I hear that, like, people are like, you have to do the wedding your way. Like, you have to do it how you want to do it. It's just one day for you and your fiance or whatever. Like, you can't let other people's opinions and voices and, like, whatever aspects ruin it. So I also want to kind of ruin it. And I kind of also want to talk about what we think is the most important versus, like, the least important aspect of what to spend money on. I know it's a bit controversial, but...
It's going to... I personally, like, we literally just got engaged, so I haven't really spent money on anything yet. I think I'm going to be in for a lot of surprises along the way. But one thing about me is, like, are you saying, like, what is, what I'm, like, the most excited for?
List one thing you're most excited for and one thing, like, you're least excited for. List one thing that, like, you feel like is a good, like, you want to spend your money on, and one that you feel like, okay, no, it's not really, like.
What I'm most excited for are a couple things. Firstly, like, the bachelorette party and, like, that whole thing. Like, I'm actually excited for that because I know that there's some people who don't take, like, bridal parties very seriously. Like, they don't, like, they'll either just put whoever or they won't put anyone at all. And, like, that's fine. It's, like, everyone to each their own. But, like, for me, whoever I put in it, like, I want to 100%, like I just finished saying, I'm not always, like, the most emotive or, like, comfortable all the time. So, like, whoever's there, I want to make sure that, like, I feel 100% comfortable with them. And I know that they support me and, like, me and Roman together. And they've, like, been there with us through things. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not just going to put more people just to, like, Roman has a lot of close friends. So I'm not just going to, like, fill up my bridal party just to, like, match.
Yeah.
So the whole bachelorette part of it, like, just, like, bridal party, like, all those festivities is exciting to me. And, like, I think going on, like, a trip with your friends, whoever would want to come, like, I think that that's pretty cool. And then, I don't know, just an excuse to go away, I guess. So that's exciting. I am a project manager, so I genuinely like planning. Like, I'm all about, like, spreadsheets and organization and folders and formatting, and, like, I just like that stuff. So I'm actually genuinely excited to plan.
Yeah, like, planning is, it's overwhelming, but I feel like if you got it down packed, like, if you kind of got a, like, a routine and kind of, like, a jive going, I feel like it's fun.
I have a routine in my calendar every Friday. I have weekly wedding check.
And you sent me the spreadsheet. I looked at it.
And, like, there's a whole spreadsheet and everything. Like, and I was never, like, before the whole, like, engagement, I was never the type to, like, plan for a wedding, because I didn't, like, there wasn't one. Like, I never imagined anything. Like, that's why when everyone's like, oh, wear this, wear that, or, like, do this, do that, I'm like, I haven't even really thought about it. But now that I actually am, I realize, like, it's actually fun to plan. And a lot of people talk about how, like, oh, it's one day. Like, you're doing all this for one day. But, like, it's the doing all this part that's part of the experience. You know what I mean? Like, it's nice because, like, families are, like, another part that I'm excited for is that families are excited. Like, yeah. I know it's, like, about you and your boyfriend, fiance, whatever you want to call it, or you and your future husband, but at the same time, like, the families are really excited, especially if, like, you're, like, one of the first in the families to, like, get married.
Which, but you are.
Yeah, which I am. But, like, even if it was you or whoever, everyone's always excited for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's, so, a big celebration.
It's nice to see. And then another thing is I'm excited to go, like, test food at venues.
Yeah, I feel like that.
And, like, cake testing. Yeah, like, me and Roman love food and shit, so I feel like that part, like, I'm going to be really excited for. Least excited for, which I've actually already started because every, like, planner I've talked to is asking me, like, what's your guest list count? And I'm like, am I supposed to know that already? And they're like, yeah, that's, like, the most important part. So I'm least excited to solidify the guest list because, similar to, like, the bridal party thing, like, I'm not a huge fan of, like, people inviting people to their wedding that they've literally never met.
Yeah.
Or, like, they've met once and, like, they don't really know. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's, like, to me, it's a bit, like, all eyes are going to be on you. So don't you want to know who's, like, looking at you, being there for you?
Not only, like, that, it's just, like, you want to surround your day with people that, like, you
genuinely want
to be there. Like, I don't know. I get, like, I think the old Italian way is inviting people that you've known once and, like, your nana's friend's wife's husband, whatever. But
And to a certain extent, I understand why people do that. It's, like, again, like I said, like, a wedding is for you, but if your family's helping or your family's excited and they want to invite their best friend, like, whatever, it's like, okay. But you have to, like, from all the advice I've heard, you have to put a stop to it at a certain point. And
yeah,
I don't think that we're going to have a problem with that. But like looking at the amount of people, like when we made this list, I was like, holy shit. It's a lot of people that would be coming to an event for us.
We don't have to. And also I want guests where like I'd feel comfortable going around to the table and be like, hi guys. Exactly. You know what I mean? Not just like.
Again, socially awkward. Yeah. Just be like, thanks for coming. Most important, money wise, again, I haven't been through it yet, so I don't really know. But like off the bat, I think like spending money on good food is probably the main thing.
Like that's what people remember about a wedding.
Like I've been to many weddings, and the only thing I'll say is the food was shit or the food was amazing.
Yeah,
I'll never actually say food was shit. Like that's kind of mean, but like I'll remember if the food wasn't good.
I think you remember food,
music,
and like just the overall vibe.
Yeah,
like the atmosphere.
I
like,
said
at
that
my
too.
Wedding, I want people fucking dancing. Like people are not dancing. Like. Dance, but I feel like it's also up to the guests that you invite to do that. Like you can't be the only one there like, whoa, everyone, like they're gonna, like you have to kind of, which is another reason why I feel like having everyone that you know there, like not randos, is like, I don't know, I want everyone to be having a good time without me like having to force that, like having just a good environment.
Yeah, I feel like I would be worried too that people are having a good time,
and I want people to stay late at my wedding. Like don't go home at like 12:01, like stay till like 3,
I know, 4. But sometimes the venue's like open the lights at 1. You're like, I've been to so many weddings where we're like literally dancing till the very end. The lights are on and they're starting to clean around us dancing.
Yeah, that's something that you should talk about to when you was like, hey, I want to, like, we want to stay.
I'm
like,
sure it's more expensive. Like, I guess, like,
really, I would spend money on that.
Yeah, that's fun, especially if you have an open bar. But yeah, so we'll see. I'll probably, like, we'll probably give some updates as like time goes on. But
yeah, very fun. Anything else from this week that you have?
Well, I wanted to update on the, I know like at the beginning of the year, we always talk about, or we've talked about like habit forming and habit stacking. And I like to always give updates on like these things that we're like putting forth on the podcast. So as you guys also know from last episode, we talked about like health goals. And one of my health goals is to like just be eating more and eating better in terms of like getting actual nutrients in to fuel myself and fuel my workouts. And one of my habit stacking that I started in January that I did all the way through January and February that's really helped is scheduling food. Like, I know it sounds weird to like schedule when you're going to eat, but Exhibit A, Fran right now is like, I'm starving. Like,
yeah,
she was talking about how hungry she was. It's like 8 o'clock at night. And like, for me, like, yeah, okay, I'm also hungry, but like I've been scheduling my meals every night.
Mm-hmm.
So before I go to bed, like I think it's unrealistic for somebody who like does more than one thing a day or doesn't always have a lunch break at 12 to be like, I'm gonna eat at lunch at 12 every day, or I'm gonna eat breakfast at 9 every morning. So the night before, I look at my day the next day, depending on where meetings fall or what I'm doing, I'll be like, okay, oatmeal for breakfast, like tuna sandwich for lunch. And then tonight,
I think it's not weird. I think people do that.
But like,
it's
I'll like
kind of like meal prepping, but you're not like prepping the meal. You're just prepping what you're going to eat.
When?
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
When and what? But what I do for the what I'm going to eat is every like 3-ish weeks, I basically find new recipes. So I'll do like breakfast options, lunch options, mm-hmm. dinner options. And it's all like high protein or whatever my goal is. Like right now it's high protein. So all my breakfast options are all high protein, breakfast, lunch, whatever. So at the end of the night when I'm going and scheduling my meals, I'm looking at my list and picking what I want to eat the mm-hmm. next day, depending on what groceries I have and shit. And it's really helped. Like I feel like I'm fueling my body and I have more energy, and like it's just helping with my like overall fitness journey and all of that. So I highly recommend scheduling when you're going
to
eat.
Yeah, I should do that because I have so much to, like, especially this week, I'm like, from 9 to like 7, I have just so much things going on. I can't find space and time to eat. Like last time I ate was that fucking bagel from Starbucks, which was.
You had no time all day? Like, be real.
I legit haven't.
I guarantee you scrolled on your phone. And
I didn't.
Of time.
I finished work and then I had a client for dog walking or dog sitting.
But
and
friend,
then
you're
home.
Walking. You can eat and walk at the same time. If you had a sandwich,
yeah, I know.
Or
that's what
bar,
I should
like,
start doing is
it's
walking.
Not like you're.
Anyways, that's something we're today. I'm fucking starving. And then I'm going to go home and eat like a huge meal before bed, which is not the greatest, but.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get into.
I want to talk about something that I saw on a TikTok clip. I forget where I saw it, otherwise I'd like put it in, but it's a clip that I want to start, a mindset that I kind of want to start implementing that I already have been, that I feel like has already changed my mindset. And that's about positive overthinking. So when we overthink, we always overthink about like negative things. Like I wake up in the morning, be like, oh my God, today's gonna be a really stressful day. Like work's gonna be so like so bad, or what if you overthink, like, oh my God, if you're into a fight with like your partner, oh my God, the fight's gonna be so bad, we're gonna break up, this, that, that, whatever. We're always overthinking negatively. What if we start to overthink positively? So waking up in the morning and being like, you know what, today's gonna be a really busy day, but like, I'm gonna get everything done. It's gonna be like a good day, a good busy day. And then, you know, I might not get like a promotion, but I'm working towards my goals. Now I'll meet new people and new skills, blah, 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 and keep myself busy. Or like, me and my partner are gonna, we're going through a fight right now, but we're gonna get through it and come out stronger on the other end. So just like overthinking, but positively. I'm not explaining it the best right now, but I saw that and I'm like, that's actually true. Because when we do overthink, it's always negative. Why can't we positive overthink?
I do that.
I don't do it. And I'm a chronic negative overthinker. And it's like, I know it's easier said than done to just turn thoughts into like positive ones or wake up and like be positive. But once you start positively overthinking about the smallest things, it becomes a pattern. Just like negative overthinking is a pattern. It's a habit. You do it so often that's just like the first thing that comes to your mind. But if you actually actively practice positively overthinking, it becomes like a habit that you do.
But you don't even need to practice it. It's even just like the way that you're speaking. Like instead of like, I saw this post that was actually.
That's practicing though. You're training and tricking your mind instead of being negative to be positive.
I saw this post. Let me show you or read it. Okay, I can't find it right now. It's not loading. But basically it was like, that job you have is what the unemployed wish they have. That home you're living in is what somebody who can't pay rent
or like
would
homeless,
want.
Yeah.
Or it's like, whatever you have that you're complaining about, like somebody's looking at you and like aspiring to be that or have that. So instead of being like, oh, I have to like clean the house today, it's like, I get to have this cool house, this house that I made, and I get to make it look clean and comfortable for me.
Yeah, I guess just like it goes hand in hand with, what's it called? That's not overthinking though. That just goes hand in hand with like being grateful and like mindful.
Well, it's not, but like, it's not just what you think, it's what you say and how you act. Like, you can't just think positive and positive things would happen. It's like your thoughts, your words mimic your thoughts, and then your actions mimic your words.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just think positive and then like say like, fuck, I gotta go do the podcast tonight. Like, fuck. And then act like happy on the podcast. Like, your vibes are gonna be like, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
Because you're like, not gonna lie, this morning, like I said, my throat's feeling weird. I don't know if I'm getting a little bit sick, but I was like, oh my God, I have the podcast tonight. Like, I need to talk on the podcast. And I feel like talking right now is like hurting my throat. But then I was like, you know what? Like it's a comfy space. Like, I don't need to like go and impress anyone. Like, I'm gonna, like, I don't know, just in my brain, I was like, hey, yay, I get to do the podcast tonight, whatever.
Yeah.
And like, friend's not getting a vibe, I don't wanna be here, probably. But like, if I came into this, like, fuck, friend, like, I literally can't talk, like, I don't wanna talk. That's probably something I would say. And then, like, you would get the vibe that, like, I don't want to be here. And it would affect the whole energy.
Yeah.
So it's, like, really your thoughts are your words or your actions. So it really starts with, like, the way you think. Like, oh, I get to do this. Or instead of, I have to do this. And another thing is, like, for me, I definitely negatively overthink sometimes. Although I try to actively, like, do what I just said. But, like, sometimes I, like, not really schedule time to daydream. But, like, I'll just, like, act the Lulu. And daydream, like, purposefully. Like, not accidentally. Oh, my God, I can't speak today. Not accidentally. But purposely, I'll just sit there, like, if I'm doing my makeup or if I'm, like, meditating or whatever, or driving, and I'll daydream, but it's the same daydream. Like, or theme.
I saw something on TikTok about that's actually not a mental illness, but it's, like, it's not a mental illness, but it's, oh, my God, that's weird you just said that because I literally just saw it. It's, like, oh, my God, it was literally when you feel yourself or you see yourself daydreaming like a life that you want over and over and over again. And it's called
manifesting.
No, it's not called manifesting.
Okay,
it's,
but can I give you the example?
Yeah, I can go while I look this up quickly.
Say there's a bunch of things that you want in life. Like, be really specific. So my specific theme lately, I don't really give it a timeline. It's just like lately is like, I don't know why this came to my mind, but a mansion in... Are you listening?
Here, sorry. It's called maladaptive daydreaming.
Okay, wait. Can I explain?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay.
So my thing lately, my theme lately has been a mansion in Palm Beach, Florida, like along the water. I don't know why, but if I imagine my mansion, it's the same, like I created it with my mind. Like I might have seen bits and pieces of this house that I'm making with my mind, places. But like, if I close it, like if I could draw, I would be able to draw for you. Like if I open the door to the foyer, I see the chandelier and then like the mirrors on the left. And like, there's this like entrance on the right and barnyard. Like I made it, like I created it. I don't know how to explain it, but like literally I created it with my mind. And every time like I want to daydream about that, that specific thing, I'll close my eyes and be like, hey, Florida mansion. And I'm like,
that's like your happy space then.
It's not really a happy space. It's just like, I'm literally creating something that I want from nothing. Like it doesn't exist. I didn't see it.
How are you getting that?
I'm picturing it. I'm taking elements of things I've seen before. So if you close your eyes right now.
No, I know. I get it. But it's like, that's your happy space though. Like, I guess you're manifesting it, but that's also like what you, just a long-term goal.
Yeah, it's a long-term goal. But like, I could also do that for anything. Like sometimes it's a vacation I want to go on. I don't know where I am in the
vacation. I don't know if I close my eyes, what I see right now. I just see like.
Okay, so close your eyes.
I see the same thing all the time. It's an open farm. I've been saying that for so long.
Okay, so that's what you see. But like, it's the same open farm that you created, right?
I probably saw it somewhere and now I'm just kind
of like. Okay, so close your eyes right now and like picture a mansion, but like you have to really.
Yeah, I don't picture a mansion though. I just keep going to a fucking farm.
Okay, what's something else that you've wanted in life? Like a certain car or like, I don't know.
A Jeep.
Okay, so close your eyes and picture a Jeep. Now pick a color. It's like red. A big
Jeep Wrangler.
Okay, it's red. Now it's red, right?
No. Okay, that's red.
Okay, it's red. And now the interior is like black leather.
Okay.
And you're driving along like a coast with water on the left side.
No, see, that's not, I can't, because that's not my dream. Like,
okay, but I'm saying like, this is like something that I would want. So if I close my eyes, I'm like making it. I don't know how to explain it. Like I'm making it with my mind.
Close your eyes. I'll explain my, okay, close your eyes. You're in like a big kind of like farmy nature house. Can you see that? Can you see yourself there?
I can see the house because I'm making it, but like it's not something that I would go to.
Yeah, okay. I get what you mean.
But basically, when you said thinking positively, not overthinking negatively, this isn't really overthinking, but I was just talking about like, I literally think these things sometimes. Like if I'm having a bad day or whatever, or like I just want to like, I just feel like manifesting. I'll go to these places in my mind.
Yeah, aka a happy place. But I was talking about, it's called, I don't think it's what you're saying, but maladaptive daydreaming. Frequent and intense daydreams can involve vivid fantasies with complex characters and plots. You don't have different characters and plots, right?
Well, sometimes like I envision like people there. Like in the house daydream, so I have different ones. So in my house daydream, my Florida mansion daydream, it's Thanksgiving and like the family came over for Thanksgiving and you guys are parking the car.
Found out constantly daydreaming and imagining an idealized life in your head for 24/7 has a name, and it's called maladaptive daydreaming, and it's a mental illness.
Okay, I don't do this 24/7. Like, I pick.
You create very intense fake scenarios about your goals and desires instead of actually trying to achieve them. Well, I guess
No, I don't. I'm actually trying to achieve it. It's just, like, something that, like, I'm thinking. I can't have it right this second. Like, I could have it tomorrow, maybe.
This
is scaring
me because I've done this stuff before. Look, POV, you just told your bestie who has a degree in psychology about how you imagine yourself in movies/shows before bed to help you sleep. And now you're getting lectured about.
Okay, this is like too much.
Yeah,
like,
I don't really know. Like, come on. Like, when I was younger, sorry, it's off topic, but like, I think everyone does. When I was younger, I used to pretend I was in music videos all the time. Like, I like daydream myself in a music video. When a song was playing, like, I'd try to fall asleep, it'd be me in the music video.
Yeah, I always do that. I always daydream myself dancing on stage, like, with a sick-ass fucking costume.
Okay, yeah, that's like, come on. That can't be what we're talking about.
But you know what's weird? How we used to always daydream or, like, be, like, remember that girl Sally and Christy Pitts?
I don't know who Sally is, but I know Christy Pitts. We've talked about this so many times. We've had the same.
No, I don't think we've talked about it since, like, we first started the podcast. That's weird when you have the same, like, visions.
We've had the same vision and we basically have the same imaginary friend. Like, we know what she looks like. Actually, maybe we don't.
Yeah, she had brown short hair.
Yeah.
But anyways. Like, did we see her? I don't know.
Well, anyways, I saw her. Okay, quick times. I kind of want to talk a little bit about, I saw again this TikTok, and I basically, as I've been navigating working for 2 years now, I realize and I've caught myself in toxic work habits that quite literally give me burnout. Like, and I've been collecting these work habits and I've been actively trying to change them, and it helps me prevent burnout and just makes my working from home and just work experience a more positive one rather than me being like so overwhelmed with anxiety and stressed out. So again, I made a list of my toxic work habits, and I'm gonna start. Number one is removing work-related apps on my phone. At first, I thought this was a good thing. Like, I can just have work at the touch of my finger. So if I had to leave my desk for a second and, like, go to the grocery store or, I don't know, pick up the mail, like, I would not miss anything at work. Like, it'd be on my phone, which, I mean, like, is good because I want to be able to answer. But at the same time, that turned into a cycle of, like, having it on my phone on weekends and looking at it on weekend, like, oh, do I have missed mail on a Saturday or do I have a missed message? Or on vacation, like, Francie was like, can you delete those fuck? I had it on vacation. And, like, it was part of my routine. I would go, oh, I'm gonna tan. And then I got my phone, like, Microsoft Outlook. It was my TikTok.
Yeah.
And I was looking at, like, my phone. Or someone messages me on a Saturday, asking me to do something. It's like, okay, I don't work. Maybe you work on Saturdays.
Okay, but that's your problem.
Exactly. I know. I was making it my problem, though. Like, anyway, so it defeats what my purpose of work-life balance is, and that's not having it at your fingertips 24/7, you know, all the time. So that's one that I've done that, like, has made me less stressed. Why are you laughing? Next is I stop. So when I used to wake up in the morning, again, like, I'd wake up, like, rise and shine, and then I'd take my laptop and start checking my emails without even doing a morning routine. Like, I would just, the first thing I do.
You should always work for yourself before you work for someone else.
So So one of my things is stop checking emails and IMs as soon as I wake up in the morning and reduce it. This reduced the pressure to respond at 9 a.m. or at, like, 9:01 a.m. And then, for example, if something happened at, like, 9 o'clock and they're like, Francesca, like, do this, I'd be sometimes on my laptop from 9 to, like, 12, just in the same position doing that thing.
Yeah.
And then I look at my clock, and I didn't eat breakfast, I'm now at lunch, and I've been working on this one thing, and I'm in my pajamas because I'm like, oh my God, I gotta do it right now. So, like,
I've stopped. You have to set expectations for other people, too. Like, if you're answering right at 9:01.
Then they're gonna know I always answer right away.
Yeah, and, like, it's kind of a them problem if they expect, like, a response from another employee right away. Like, if I'm messaging sometimes what I do is, so let's say I know I want to tell someone something the next day, or it's like 5 p.m. and I'm like, okay, tomorrow I need to do this, this, and that. Oh, I need to ask him for this, him for that. I'm not going to ever message someone at 5 p.m. and be like, hey, can you get this to me? Unless it's, like, urgent.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not doing that. And, like, I feel like before I would have done it and I could, like, sense people getting annoyed. Like, what? Like, why are you
messaging
me?
It is kind of annoying. Yeah. Like,
so I don't do that anymore. What I do to, like, help my hyperactive mind to, A, not message people later than, like, 4:30 p.m. or, like, request something or remind them of something, and, B, not log on at, like, 8 a.m. or, like, 7 a.m. before I'm even done anything, is I will schedule messages. So, like, I use Slack. So I'll schedule a Slack message to go out at 10 a.m. the next morning. I don't I send it at 10 a.m. where most people, like, where I work, start. But, like, I don't expect them to answer. I just want it to them when they open their laptop. Like, it's there for them. And they're not like, oh,
yeah,
why?
Yeah, so it's, like, less, like stress on you for the morning. Yeah. Like, I have to remember to send this email.
I know it's being sent when I think about it. Because sometimes I think about things at, like, later in the day. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I need to do this. I need to ask him for that. And I'll be like, let me just schedule send it for later. Yeah. So schedule send is...
Another thing is making a strict time block for my lunch. It doesn't have to be 12 to 1. Mine's 12 to 1. If I have to work through it, let's just say it's 12 to 1, but I've been working from 12 to 12:40. So I'm not going to be now, oh, I only have 20 minutes for my lunch. Like, no, it doesn't count. I'm going to now schedule 3 to 4 or 2 to 3 or 4 to 5 as my lunch. Like, I want to have, if I have a lunch, I'm going to use that lunch, not to work. And that's another thing that kind of ties into, like, scheduling your eating, because a lot of the time I'll work, like, throughout the day and then forget to eat because I'm working through my lunch. So schedule, like, a block of time that you have your lunch. Even if you don't have it at your scheduled lunch, take the next hour to block it off your calendar and be like, hey, I'm eating. Another thing that's helped me is, like, eating not around my laptop. So I'm not eating my lunch while I'm working. Like, I'm, like, removing myself away from my laptop to eat somewhere else, or even taking that lunch if maybe I've had, like, I'm not hungry, taking my lunch to, like, go to a coffee shop and get coffee or, like, walk or something.
Oh, just away that's a big tip for me.
Away from your laptop.
Avoiding burnout specifically, for me, is changing the environment of where I work. Yeah. Like, so, for example, today I had some stuff I wanted to do, even when it's, like, non-9-to-5 work stuff. Like, I had some stuff I wanted to do, but it required me being on my laptop. So I woke up and I went to a coffee shop from 8 to 9. And then from 9 to 10, I went to the gym. So it was, like, a break from my laptop because I was already on my laptop in the morning. Then I went to the gym, and then I came home and I did, like, work, 9 to 5, like, work from, like, 10 to whatever. Then I went to my mom's house and I worked there because, like, I was around the dogs. And then I went home and I finished work at home. And, like, now I'm here doing work here. So it's like changing the environment of where you work really helps me.
If you work from home, I guess like you can't really do that in the office.
Sorry, if you work in the office.
But that's a huge.
But you know what? Like, it's a very big misconception that people who work from home don't get burnt out, and like people who are at the office like are just like stuck in the office and it's like horrible. Which I don't think I could ever like every single day work from an office anymore. Like, it's just like I'm so productive at home. I don't see the point.
Yeah,
but. Like, when I did work from an office at one point in my life, like, it was very, like, work is at the office and home is home.
Yeah.
When you work from home and, like, you have stuff to do other than just your 9-to-5 job, like, podcast work or we have side business work or, like, whatever, real estate stuff, it's, like, it doesn't stop ever. I'm always on the same laptop doing the same shit, like, and moving spaces and like being in different settings, seeing different people around you or seeing other people work when you're at a coffee shop motivates you more.
Then my last tip is not making anybody else's end or start time my end or start time. We kind of touched upon that. Like, just because somebody else wants to end their day at 7 p.m., I'm not ending my day at 7 p.m. Sorry, that's my boundary. Like, some people will message me, I'll ask someone for something and then I remember one time, like, they were like, okay, yeah, I'll get it to you. And it was like 6:30 and I was waiting on my laptop. I was like, and they sent it at like 7. I'm like, but why the F am I waiting here?
So after that,
I'm like, 5 o'clock, I'm closing my laptop. My end time is not your end time. If you want to work till 7:38, that's fine.
Okay. Not me. My advice or something like that, just last thing we'll touch on for this is if you are in like an operational based role where like you kind of are, and you are like, the task is based on somebody else's tangible output. So like designer or like, I don't know, it's like a tangible output. Like, you're an operational based role. So you're not actually like making the asset or the output or like the sheet or the doc that that you need for the whole milestone to be completed.
Or that to be finished. Yeah. So it's like, I'm like waiting on somebody else. So
you need to set expectations for the person. And what I always do is, if I know something is due to somebody else or just due for myself on a certain day, I'll always like make lead time so it's due like a day earlier so that I'm not waiting. So it's like,
it depends on the circumstance. So on like the way your company or your team or other people's schedule operates.
That's what I do.
I've done that as well. Some coworkers or some people, like, it slips their mind, it's human error, like it's late, whatever. But like, you can't force someone to get it to you earlier if they're just not going to do it. Like,
I've never come across that situation, but it's just something I do just in case I come across that situation, because like, I've been able to up to now. If there's ever a point where it's like a rush, I don't know. Like, you also have to make, I don't know. I think you have to like give and take. Like, if you know something's urgently needed, like, you might have to wait a little bit after hours.
No, and that's fine. But like, one thing that makes me burn out is when it happens constantly.
Yeah, obviously.
So that's something that you have to like address. Anyways, those are my little tips. And I think with that, we're going to wrap up this episode because it was just a ranty episode. We had kind of a lot to kind of splur out on our minds. Do you have anything, any closing?
I think like just in conclusion, like what you're going to see more of in the episodes to come is a lot of the same sort of theme that we want to gear our podcast more towards. And it's that right now in society, in life, like, people only show their successes, but not how they get there, which is a big part of the picture that's missing, again, on social media or just like your mentors that you look up to. Or if you're starting something on the side, something you want to do, you look up to someone who's doing it. Like, you don't really see how they get there. And we really want this podcast to be a space or like a platform where people can come on here from all different walks of life, whether it's like career, people in there that have changed careers or started a business or like are on a new spiritual journey or whatever it is, like in their journey to adulting or whatever, and talk about how they got there, not just like business-wise and tangibly, but mentally. So, you know, we had an episode with Jess of Mad Matter. Like, people might look up to her and be like, wow, I want to quit my corporate job and start.
She actually said that she got really good feedback from that. Like, a lot of people.
So they might be like, I want to quit my corporate job and start this business. Like, if they're looking at her Instagram and they know that from her TikToks, like, she quit her corporate. But, like, how did she actually get there? Like, all the trials and tribulations, all the successes, all the little wins. Like, she came on here and she talked about that. So we want to do more of that. Like, I personally experienced it. I wanted to start doing real estate. That's something that I've experienced. I wanted to start real estate on the side. I didn't do enough research or like reach out to mentors I had about what it's like to do real estate on the side. Like, I thought I was going to have my corporate job, do real estate on the side, and make like $1 million doing real estate. It just doesn't work like that. And I'm glad I got my license, but I also got a reality check with it. So, you know, like, we just want to have more people coming on here and really telling like their true stories. And that's what you're going to get more of on upcoming episodes. So, yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next episode.
Bye.